الحمد لله يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، as you are aware that everyone here in this world, normally whatever they think of themselves and what they want others to know about, they try to show that thing more frequently. If someone has beauty, they try to show beauty. If someone has wealth, they try to show wealth in different ways, in manifestation of clothing, in functions. If someone has strength and they are overwhelmed by strength and all the time thinking about that, they show that the person. The many people have passions about their life, for example, any sports. So they are thinking about, they are showing others as well, and others also know that this person has this thing, quality, that he is a good sportsman or something. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who possess every quality at the most perfect and infinite level. And there is no end to his qualities, his sifat, the beautiful sifat. They are not 99, they are not 99,000, they are not 99 million, they are not 99 billion, they are not 99 zillions. But the computer will fail. But actually, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not end. That aside quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about one of his quality, that he is alim, he is all knowledgeable, all knowing. And he said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. In those times, there was no concept of computers when the Quran was being revealed. There were no computers there were no technology as we know now. At those times, people used to write with ink, dipping the pens made of wood, made of different trees or plants, and they will carve them into pens and then they will dip them in the ink and write. So in those times, the way of writing, like today we have computers, those times it was known if someone has a big bottle of ink, he can write one book out of it. He can have few pens, and the pens actually, obviously they were not as the pen we see now. As I said, they were made of wood and they were carved in such a way that they will write. So this was the way of writing those days when the Quran was being revealed. People knew this way only. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an example. He said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. That if, in another verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that if the seas, which is 70% almost of the world, is the seas, and the earth also have water under it. Wherever there is land, there is water under it. And there is some part which there is no land, only water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if the seas were to become an ink, imagine, if one bottle, two bottle, 3 bottle, 5 liters, 6 liters, if the 7 seas of the world were to become ink to write, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. And if the trees of whole of the world, of the north and west and south and east, and the Amazon jungle and the western hemisphere and the other jungles of Africa, Sahara, everywhere, they were all made into columns, pens, and the sea was turned into ink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, just my one sifa, one quality, if knowledge that I know, my kalimat would not fail. And he said that if similar size of, you may say, the seas, and وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدَا, if similar size or similar number of trees and the water is brought more and more, many times, still would that not finish. Imagine, this is one quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's terms, if we say that if today there is one chip as size of my finger can fit millions and millions of information, one USB, one, you see, computer, and if it is said that if all the world's metal and whatever is contained is changed into a big chip, and there are millions of chips, Allah subhanahu, one quality will not fit in there, their computer will fail. The supercomputers, everything will actually fail. Such is infinite quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we are not recognizing, which we are not actually appreciating. We are impressed. Oh, look at this mobile phone. Oh, look at this car. Oh, look at this shoes. Oh, how wonderful it is. It's like children, they are happy with toys, but doesn't know the real thing. They are interested in their toys, in their video games. But in the outside world, they are not aware. They don't have that intellect maturity. Similarly, these are toys, you may say, compared to Akhirah, Dunya. And that Akhirah is a toy as well, compared to the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reality of Allah azza wa jal. Everything is perishable. So, I was mentioning that many of us, we want to show things which we are fond of. Every one of how you are looking now, that's how you want to be. Look at in the mirror. That's exactly what the inside picture also is. Unless someone is hypocrite, meaning that from inside they are someone else, they are outside they want to show. But normal people, how they look, that's how they like to look. How they like to be seen. So everyone shows, person will show his body, his beauty, his clothing, his face. Even people, women, men, they choose the makeup as well for them. They choose the type of oil, the type of lipstick, the type of color. There are maybe in one red color, there are 100 shades. Even that people choose. So meaning that how they ever want to look, and they like to look, they love to be looked at. They dress, they actually make their face look like that, clothing look like that. So similarly, if someone is passionate about sports, he would like to known as actually sports, he will be wearing sports shirt and talking about things. Depends, someone is businessman, he wants to, all his fund of business, so he'll. Meaning there's one or two unique qualities in everyone they want to show others, which they are good at. They want to show. Now my question to you is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all qualities are good. So what should He show? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my all names are beautiful. So if your everything was perfect, what would you show? If you had unparalleled government, unparalleled health, unparalleled beauty, what would you like to show? Unparalleled power. We have little bit of power, one have power over few employees, some governments have power over one town, one, and look what people are doing. Now Israel has temporarily power over that small piece of land, which is nothing really in the sense. Look what the humans and what some people, be in government, be it out of government, what they do, what they do. So I'm trying to convey to you, my question is that if that's what our way, but if we had all perfect qualities, for example, then what would we like to show? The same question I'm talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal, that He says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. That every quality, every name of Allah is beautiful and perfect. So this is, for us it's a big question, that what do I want to show most? That would be what I love most in myself. So now if you look at the hundreds and hundreds and thousands and millions qualities of Allah, which is the quality which Allah shows more? This means He likes that more. And we know, for example, the Quran, as I recited, begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and 114 times in the Quran this surah, Bismillah, comes before the surah, one time in middle of the surah, in Surah Naml. So almost there is no Bismillah before Surah Tawbah. So that's mentioned in Surah Naml. So it's still 114 times. And we find that Allah Azza wa Jal has all these qualities which we even do not know. But the one He is showing us most is Rahmah. Is Rahmah, is forgiveness, is mercy. He again and again, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, 114 times. In one time it is sufficient. It could be, for example, Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillah Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Two other names of Allah. And then, Bismillah, Surah Ayah, Surah Ali Imran, Bismillah, Ar-Rashid, Al-Subur. Other names of Allah. Another Surah Nisa, Bismillah, Afuun Kareem. That people will learn more about. But what is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? No, Bismillah is coming every surah. Our foolishness is that we become so foolish and naive. Oh, I want something new. You want new God? Just actually you are have one body and you are making a mess out of that Allah has given you. And if He gave you new body every day, what would you do? He's given you one family and you are making a life hell out of it for yourself and the family. He gave you one soul, what we are doing. He has one earth and what we are doing on the earth, the face of the earth, one planet. So it's not about new, it's about actually what you have and what you do with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal wa subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah, in the whole of the Quran, as I'm saying, that look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Nisa, Al-Imran, and actually Surah Anfal, and the middle surah, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah Taha, Surah Yasin, Surah Rahman, Surah Mulk, all through the Quran, actually one surah, every surah, as I said. It has Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and the names of Allah, infinite. We like to show a different thing, everyone. I like to show different color, different chadar, different suit, different tie. And Allah who has infinite names, what do you think in every surah He would have shown different names actually? And how would it look more? It would have looked more, actually, you may say attractive, more actually appealing to us as far as we are concerned. But He's using of the same name, Rahman, Rahim, only from millions of names before every surah. It shows that He wants to show, that He likes it so much. He wants to show mercy so much that He's not selecting any other names apart from that. We become fed up of listening to the same story every night, the same book every night, or reading, and many other things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal wa subhanahu wa ta'ala is using Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim before every surah, and 114 times, and this means it's like 228 times the same. Rahman, Rahim is almost similar in the meaning. There is some difference in it, but they are both actually showing mercy. Someone mercy of different level, the other mercy as a different level. So again, coming back, this shows that the most evident and the most apparent quality, the most thing which Allah likes to be known as, is with mercy and forgive, Rahman and Rahim. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself said, "Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi," that my mercy outruns actually my anger. Nothing can withstand in the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes, only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the scholars said that in the one surah which doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is that surah? It is called Surah Tawbah. They said that just the name of the surah is showing something which is more than actually merciful, more than Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That its name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what the surah is saying, come back to me. Its name is Tawbah, okay, come back to me, I'll accept your Tawbah. But the most 99 names which we know are often mentioned in riwayat, you hear them recitation, and in ahadith as well from Allah, actually to the end whole of the 99 names. Amongst them, only one is which makes you fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one name is that which makes you fearful, which is actually, you may say, scares you. Person should be, but the mashayikh and awliya, they say that one should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, but one should not become hopeless of Allah. Yani Allah se darna zarur chahiye, aur zaruri hai darna, usi se khair milti hai. Allah paak se darna zarur chahiye, lekin Allah jalla majhu se mayus nahi hona chahiye. They are two different things. We sometimes mix them. Itna darna darre bhai mayus ho gaye. So you become so much fearful that you become hopeless. No, I have lost it. I am not actually, now everything is going to finish. I have actually had my chance and now it is the end. That is not for you to decide. That is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. So you should fear Allah but not become hopeless. This is the difference in fearing and becoming hopeless. So Allah said, daro zarur, lekin mayus na ho. Kyun? Wo hasti hai ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal. And I mentioned to you that one is the one which actually threatens the disbelievers, threatens the sinners, only one. Which one is that? Al-Muntaqim. Al-Muntaqim. Which means the avenger. The one who disobeys, or actually he avenges disobedience to him, if he will so. One who actually troubles and harms and kills without right to his creation and his friends, and that he avenges. He avenges them. And this is al-muntaqim, jisko in Urdu mein kehte intaqam. Intaqam se bana bhai fulana. Intaqam there, meaning it's a, actually someone does and you punish them, avenge them, revenge, jisko kehte. Others, Allah Rahman Rahim Malik Quddus Salam Mu'min Muhaymin Aziz Jabbar Mutakabbir Khaliq Bari Musabbir Ghaffar Qahhar Wahhab Razzaq Fattah. And there is no name which is actually threatening. A person that you punish. There is Allah, there is Jabbar, there is Qahhar, but that they don't threaten, they are just names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mentioning that they have a certain quality, certain powers of Allah are mentioned. He is Razzaq, He is Addar, He is Nafi. But this is the name, one name that actually which is saying that I am going to punish you if he so will. So that Lord, that which who is so merciful that he has realized to show a car every year, whoever has the ability, new clothing every year. And Allah, who has infinite sifat, he is not showing his new sifa in every bismillah, but same Rahman and Rahim is repeated. And that Lord who has infinite qualities, millions and amongst 99, which we know only one, his name is saying Al-Muntaqim, he will avenge. He will actually punish you if you disobey and you are persistent on disobedience. But at the same time, whenever in the hadith and in some other books, this name is mentioned, the avenger, that who is going to punish, who will punish Abhi, Brother Shalom, if anyone comes now, ask them to come later at Maghrib time, because they are disturbing every time they are coming in, and they won't understand anything what I am saying, because I am going in sequence anyway. So, jo aaye usse kahe, intezar kare, aur Maghrib ke waqt aaye, zikr ke waqt jo hai. So, this is also important that you understand now. Thing is being mentioned, it is not like eating that you come, speeches and nasiha is not like eating. That you come and you take one kebab here, one naan here, and you eat. This is like food is being cooked. It's like season. If you do not, it's oven, you do not actually turn up, actually the next part is finished. If you don't cook your food simply, it will stay actually unripe and uncooked, and you will be eating and you will be not enjoying, but rather it will become distasteful. Similarly the case, yes, majalis of zikr and others are different, meaning they have different, but this matter, nasiha, that's why it is mentioned that do listen attentively, do listen carefully. It is an instruction that A, B, C you do. So if you miss A, B, C, you won't understand what D is. Rather, you will become more confused. It is very much like if you come in the middle of a movie being played, or a drama serial being played, or a story being told, then you won't make sense out of it. Rather, you can get the wrong message and give to others and yourself. So it is even more dangerous. But sometimes it is for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, then obviously the complete nutrition, a portion is given, there is no confusion. But if any bayan, any speech is for lengthier part, then either you listen wholly, or actually it's better not to listen. Or actually the part which is, if it is a story, you can listen anywhere, actually story is a story, but you won't get from it what actually is intended anyway. For you it will be just a story, if you get a story out of it, what you like. Anyway, so I was saying that amongst the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names is Al-Muntaqim, Avenger. But as soon as Allah Azza wa Jal wa subhanahu wa ta'ala did mention this name, and this really does create fear, and that if a normal person outside, if a dog actually turns angry and you want revenge, it will also make you fearful. The lion, a small thing like cat and things, and when a human being is against you, countries you are seeing, one gangs you are seeing, and all these actually things, when they want to avenge, you really are in trouble, meaning you have to be defensive and face dangers. And when any jinnat are against you, then obviously you are in trouble. Then actually the creation of Allah, the angels, you can't save yourself from them. And then if Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَيُمْ شَسْكَ اللَّهُ بَدُرِّنْ فَلَا قَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَيُمْ شَسْكَ اللَّهُ, that if Allah wants to harm you, there is no one who can relieve you from it. But He. So it creates fear. But as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this name, Al-Muntaqim, that creates a kind of danger, kind of fear. But immediately after Allah mentioned the name Al-Afuv, the one who forgives, so people are put to rest again, their heart actually don't become so much overwhelmed by that Allah takes revenge from every disobedience, oh, then we are finished. It can create hopelessness. As soon as he mentioned the next name is some Afu, Kareem, Afu, the one who forgives, one who likes to forgive, one who loves to forgive. Zul Jalali wal Ikram, that these names come after. As-Subur, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, that he is Sahib al-Karm, and Zul Jalali wal Ikram, he is Malik al-Mulk, the king of the kingdoms, to whom everything belongs. So he is giving a message: if you turn to me, your sins are nothing for me. I am Malik al-Mulk, all kingdom Whatever in the heavens and earth belongs to you, you are these sins which look very big to you are nothing to me. So do not worry about if you want to turn. Worry is only when you want to continuously become a devil, when you want to become shaitan, when you want to live as shaitan, then definitely you need to be worried. Because then you yourself are, that's why it is called, Iblis. Iblis means that who has become hopeless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan, the word shaitan comes from shaitan. Sheen, ta, noon. And it means distanced. Meaning, it is he who was distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not actually distance him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him so much closer from earth to heaven. He became actually, was living in the skies and living in the sama and jannah as well. Allah brought him closer when he was obedient, when he was thankful. So shaitan is meaning, it has the meaning of furtherness, further, far away. Meaning it is him. So if you want to be far away from Allah, you want to have shaitan, you want to be shaitan, and you want to be iblis, and want to, then maybe there is no solution for you, because you are yourself destroyer. You are self-defeating. Then obviously, but other than that, you, there is some, even one twinkle, one light, one part, one ray of light in you which says, no, I have a Lord, I don't want to disobey, I don't want to displease him, I should. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you don't need to worry, just come back. Inna Allah afu. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man al-muntakim. So that Lord, that who 99 names he has mentioned, and one is only threatening, and others are all mercy and all rahmah, you may say. This shows that what reaction we should have. And I also mentioned to you that if you do not, if you want to become away from Allah, shaitan meaning the way, the one who distances himself, one who wants to distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the command of Allah, then that is the nature of shaitan, that is the meaning of shaitan. Then he will be rejected. And because Allah does not need you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that shaitan is who? Shaitan is the one who distanced himself from me, and I say Allah then gave him ar-rajim, that I have rejected him as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reject him initially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to actually bring him more closer. He gave him an opportunity to become more closer. He said, Ustudu li Adam, come closer to me by bowing down and prostrating in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But when he decided, Shaitan, I want to stay away, I want to stay arrogant, then came ar-rajim, fakhruj bainna alayka lanati ila yawmiddin, that you are rejected now. Because you want to be, actually, as I said, that there are many, many other opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave at that time, which in Ramadan, I mentioned to you as well, about 10 opportunities Allah gave shaitan, actually, so that he does not actually fall into this, you may say, condemnation of la'na, what he did. So there is no room for hopelessness, but every room for fearing Allah should be there, and hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. No. In one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bani Adam, O son of Adam, O child of Adam, if your sins were so much, they are in your book of deeds, good deeds, bad deeds, but they have become so much that whole the earth become like a book, and your sins are written, and whole the earth fills with it. Imagine whole the earth become like a book, like a computer chip, and your sins are counted there, and whole the computers or whole the earth become like a book, paper, and it gets filled by writing your sins, and your sins are written so much that the land of England and Europe and Africa and America and Australia, they all get filled up with your sin. Not now, it's only a small book which the angel writes. But then it becomes so big, the book. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only that, even if the space between also become like a paper or a writing material. If this space, empty space, paper, layers of papers over, layers of paper on whole of the earth, and it gets filled with the sin. Then another layer, it gets filled, and it gets another layer, so much so that it reaches the clouds. And so big, you may say, a bundle is being written. And the paper size is at the size of the whole of the earth. 1,000 square miles. And it's what's filled with? Sins. And he says that so much so that it reaches the clouds, it reaches the moon, so much high, millions. Nine, they say, million or 100,000, the distance between the sun and the moon. Kitna fasla hai. And up to the sun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, up to the heavens, ye pehle asman tak, asman, zameen asman ke darmiyan jo fada hai, ye sari lik ke, and with written, gunahun se bhar jai. And then he said, O Bani Adam, O child of Adam, if you do tawbah and ask forgiveness, I will forgive you and I don't care for it. Itna jal Allah ta'ala. Maya ke agar ye sari zameen, اور اسمان کے درمیان جو جگہ ہے یہ گناہ کر کر کے لکھ دی جائے, فرشتے تھک جائیں, ان کی کتابیں ختم ہو جائیں, زمین پر لکھنا شروع کر دیں, زمین بھی ختم ہو جائے, پھر دوسری زمین, تیسری زمین, چوتھا بر, پانچواں, یہاں تاکہ بادل اور اسمان اور سورج تک بھی پہنچ جائیں. لیکن فرمایا پھر بھی تم میرے پاس آؤ, میں معاف کر دوں, اور یہ بھی نہیں میرے لیے کوئی بڑی بات ہے, میں کچھ پرواہ نہیں مجھے اس چیز کی, اپنا تو میرا کوئی نقصان نہیں کر سکتا, صرف جو ہے تم آؤ. سو دس شوز کہ بھائی پھر جو ہے اب ناؤ آفٹر دس, اف سم ون از اسٹل جمپنگ ان ٹو ہیل فائر, سم ون اسٹل وانٹ ٹو بی شیطان, وین یو ہیو ایوری اپرچونٹی ٹو بی اے ہیرو, دین ہو از ٹو بلیم, دین ایکسپٹ یور سیلف. اف یو ہیڈ ایوری اپرچونٹی ٹو بیکم اے سکسیسفل بزنس مین اینڈ یو ڈائنگ فرام ہنگر یور سیلف, who is to blame? If you had an opportunity to drink or have a reservoir of water, a sea of water for your support, and you are dying from thirst because you are not bothered to get the water, then who is to blame? This is the situation. It's not, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. Allah never wrongs anyone, meaning never is unfair that he puts you in such a situation that you cannot get out or anything. There is no solution. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this reality is that you do zulm upon yourself, that you push yourself to hell and deprive of a water of life is flowing beside and in front of your door, and you are dying from hunger in sitting inside your home, and you do not get that water. But that is freedom. So Allah has given, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given freedom of choice to do good and bad. But He has tilted the balance on our side actually. So there is no... Anyway, so this was just mentioning one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He loves to forgive, as I said, and the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what He likes to show. We want to show power and wealth, Allah is showing rahmah and mercy and forgiveness. He wants to show that, as it was. And if He, in the Quran it's mentioned that if He does show any of His might in the world, sometimes earthquakes come, sometime all the, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is also to remind you to turn back. Rather, other wrong thing, oppression, which are going on the face of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahr, all the fasad in the land and in the sea, on the land and in the sea, bima kasabat aydin nas. It is because of the doings of people. It's because of me and you do wrong things, and that actually comes as a result we face it. The prisons which are filled in here in UK, for example, where the people are there, who the government has wronged them, or the people have wronged them? The government has done oppression, or the public have done oppression. No, nor the public nor the government, they have done oppression against themselves. They were rather misusing their freedom, so, and maybe torturing, maybe disturbing, maybe looting, maybe mugging. The people, the public has not done anything bad to them, or the government has not done. So what they are sitting there, it's their own doing, actually, what they are doing. But rather, they were causing chaos on the face of the earth. So this month is of a name is Shawwal. After Ramadan, month of Shawwal. In this month, many incidents, many events in the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ took place. Many events. One of them is Battle of Uhud. Battle of Uhud. And that has so many lessons which are relevant to our times. Like Muslims now feel distressed, or why it's happening to us, or why it's happening this, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Chechnya, what's happening. If you want to see why it's happening, just look at your family unit, you'll understand. What the matter of countries, Anna? Israel, Palestine, Iraq, Syria, it is a matter of countries. Just look at your family and you will know why this is happening at that level. If there is one family, son or granddaughter or grandson, the one grandfather, aapka khandan hoga. Aap us dekhne unme kitni sulah hai, kitni achhe tarike se wo chal rahe hain. Kitni safai se aur kitne suthrai aur kitne ehsaan se chal rahe hain. To aapko samajh aa jayegi ki international level pe kyun ho raha hai hamare saath. Pakistan ko to ek taraf chhod de, leave Pakistan on one side. The relatives or the friends who are here, aapka jo khandan hai, extended family, ka unka dekhne kya aapas mein wohi ek dusre jane kaat rahe hain. Ab wo to Israel to America to nahi keh raha cousin ke jo hai wo apna jo hai wo jane kaate, wo to wo nahi koi keh raha, wo wohi keh raha hai jo unko bhi chala raha hai, yani shaitan aur nafs jo hai wo unke piche. To aap agar big question answer lena hai international level, apni family ko dekh lo, extended family ko. You will have many cousins, you will have many relatives. To unka aapas mein taalluq aap dekh le, wo are they well wisher, are they helping, are they, or they are even rather jealous or rather harming each other, and somehow maybe not visiting each other at home, sometimes not even, they say don't come on my janaza or don't come here, etc., etc. Some are, तो ये तो आपको समझ आ जाएगी कि ये इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे बड़ी फैमिली है हमारी मुस्लिम, वो भी यही कुछ कर रहे हैं. इवन कम मोर क्लोजर, अब कम टू द इमीडिएट फैमिली यूनिट. इमीडिएट फैमिली यूनिट पे आज जिसमें वन हस्बैंड वाइफ चिल्ड्रन एंड वन देयर पेरेंट्स, दादा दादी और जो है उनके आगे औलाद, थोड़ा एक फैमिली उसका देख लें क्या हो रहा है. द हस्बैंड्स are making a life hell of many, many in-laws and actually many, many actually the wives. And the wives, similar to the case as well. They are making a life hell as well of many husbands and their in-laws as well. Wo bhi aisa hi kar rahe hain. Ye nahi ki wo shaitan hai na patti padhane wala. Wo aurat ko, mard ko, dono ko, ustad to ek hai. Their teacher is one, which is called shaitan, devil. Wo ab aurat ko istamal kare. या मर्द को इस्तेमाल कर रहे, ये भी नहीं. पीपल टेंड टू पोलराइज थिंग, औरतें ये कर रही हैं, मर्द नहीं, दोनों जो ये शैतान के पीछे लगेगा, मर्द हो या औरत, वो दोनों गलत कर रही हैं. तो एक्सटेंडेड फैमिली कमिंग टू नाउ इमीडिएट फैमिली, लुक हैज एक्चुअली पेरेंट्स एंड चिल्ड्रन एंड देन पेरेंट्स बिटवीन देमसेल्फ. फिर बिया बीवी का आपस में तल्लक देख लो, आपको समझ आ जाएगा इसराइल क्या कर रहा है, अमेरिका क्या कर रहा है, इराक में क्या हो रहा है, शाम में क्या हो रहा है. कि भाई एक बिया बीवी जिनको खाने को मिल रहा है, छत मिल रहा है, दे हैव एवरीथिंग टू सर्वाइव, Now use less thing, utilize it. Why you are going there? The other is saying why you are doing this. The other is misusing the freedom. वो आपने पूछा याशी पे लग गया कोई किसी तो यही सब कुछ हो रहा है इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे. वेयर इज द कम्युनिटी इज और सोसाइटी और उम्मा. व्हाट इज उम्मा मेड ऑफ ब्रिक्स. इज उम्मा मुहम्मदिया इज मेड ऑफ ब्रिक्स और सोयल. इट इज मेड ऑफ पीपल. यू आर द बिल्डिंग ब्लॉक्स. व्हाट यू आर डूइंग इज द फॉल्टी द ब्रिक और द ब्लॉक एंड दैट्स व्हाट द ओनर हैपनिंग इन. And moreover, even come closer to that in the immediate family. Pehle hai extended family, immediate family, children and parents, husband and wife a unit. And then it is you. Like Imam Abdullah al-Haddad Yamani, Rahmullah, the great mujaddid of his time and scholar. He said that your family is this, your hands, feet and ears and eyes, they are your families as well. Your immediate family kya hai? So, immediate family, four children, is your eyes, hands, feet, your heart, your stomach, your private parts, and imagine, just focus on that, what we are doing with them. Are we using them? Or have you? No wonder they are going to testify against us on the day of judgment. Our hands are speaking against us. Astaghfirullah. And our feet are speaking against us. It's a disgrace. Our private parts are speaking against us. How disgraceful that is. That person will go in hell on the testimony of his private parts, on half his legs, of his stomach. And they say, Ya Allah, you placed us. The hand, the feet will say in that person, we didn't want to disobey. It's this person who uses it. Punish him. He even filthed us. He made us unholy. He made us utterly dark as well. He made us actually do all these things as well. So that's why Imam Abdullah al-Haddad rahmullah, he said that this is also your family. So uske bare mein phir dekh lein ki hum kya kar rahe hain, hum uski family ke sath kya kar rahe hain jo hamare sath lagi hui hai. To aapko samajh aa jayegi ki what's happening whole of the earth, what's happening, that's what's happening. And when this family was right, sahaba ikram ko dekhein, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala, sahaba ikram tabeen, when they were with their family, with their organs, with their families, extended families, and they, same people living there, the Jewish people, they were giving that land themselves to actually Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. And now they are, so what I am trying to point as actually, don't point, yes people are, but whoever is doing wrong is wrong, zulm is zulm actually, that they should not do. But also point your finger at yourself that maybe you are also participant in that zulm as well by the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the battle of Uhud, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbar rahmatullah alayhi, kitne baje hai namaz aaj maghrib 52, chale abhi waqt ho gaya hai, warna inshallah another time. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbar rahmatullah, he gave some lessons and reflection upon the battle of Uhud, in the relevance of our time, that how we can take. But main thing is what I have mentioned to you. Ponder over that. That you have a Lord on one side who doesn't love to punish you, who doesn't want you to go into hell. He hasn't created you for hell on, that you by force you will be driven into hell. Who wants to forgive you, gives opportunity and has given you. And secondly, I also have mentioned that what is his nature? What is the nature of Allah? You know, this person is very harsh nature, or this person is very live nature, this person is soft nature. Allah has revealed his nature by mentioning Rahman and Rahim again and again, that his nature is mercy. His nature is mercy. And actually, these are more of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third thing which I have mentioned to you, that look at the international condition. Maybe you don't have control over Palestine. You don't have control over Kashmir or Chechnya or Pakistan or Bangladesh. But you have control over your body, which also have seven countries and continents and all this. That is where you should start from. It's no use that you are doing zulm upon your own country and teaching others not, oh, be very fair, be very merciful to the people when you are have made a mess out of actually yourself where you have control over. And this is what we try to teach, understand the solution, the key lies in the prophetic way, the prophetic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tariqa Muhammadiyah, the method which actually brings all the focus upon yourself. It doesn't let you point fingers at others. Oh, he is wrong, she is wrong, the government is wrong. Tariqa Muhammadiyah actually says that actually firstly analyze and introspect and correct yourself, and then through that inshallah you can actually give a positive message to others if you want to have a change.
As you've heard, as you've heard from Hazrat Zain, sending brother here, who wants to bring themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His pleasure, and wants to take control of his organs and his body, and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Zain does teach courses.
Units, 6 rakatein, 2 sunnatein, and 6 rakat, or 2 sunnats and 4, meaning total 6 if they can come. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the, meaning the minor sins of that person, no matter they are equal to the number of leaves on the whole of the earth actually only. So is the 6 nawafil ka awabin jisko kehte hai, bada ajr sawab hai. So har roz nahi bhi pata padta, when he comes to majlis of zikr or certain places once a week, or inshallah he can, to, because we never know when we are going to die. Let's say you are going to die this week, tomorrow, day after, or 3 days after, then this means you will only have 3 days of sins with you. You will not be carrying 1 year's sin or 1 month's sins with you. For major sins, a person needs to repent. Major, like killing someone, or robbed someone, or actually other. जो कबीरा गुनाह है, उनको जो तौबा जरूरी है. लेकिन ये जो सगीरा गुनाह है, ये अवाबीन की नमाज से दुआ भी सो, and then there's barakah. Jazakumullah sana jazak. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
نرحمك.